It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Federal prosecutors are reviewing fake Electoral College certifications that falsely declared the former guy won several states in the 2020 election that he actually lost. The fake certificates falsely declaring Trump's victory were sent to the National Archives by his allies in the middle of December of 2020. They've attracted public scrutiny amid the House's January 6 investigation into the efforts by the Trump campaign to reverse his defeat. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said on Tuesday that the investigation is ongoing and the Justice Department will, quote, follow the facts and the law wherever they lead to address conduct of any kind and at any level that is part of an assault on our democracy. Okay, Ms. Monaco, we're going to hold you to that. President Biden, saying that a Russian invasion of Ukraine is imminent, warned that it would be the, quote, largest invasion since World War II and would, quote, change the world. Okay. But the picture being painted by each country is vastly different. State television in Moscow is depicting NATO forces as the aggressors, go figure, with tanks and troops heading to the Ukrainian border and snipers taking aim. NATO, meanwhile, says there is still a diplomatic way out of the crisis, but Russia must show that it's ready to engage in good faith in political talks. Good luck with that. The Kremlin denies that it's planning to invade and argues that NATO support for Ukraine, including increased weapons supplies and military training, constitutes a growing threat on Russia's western flank. Moving on to the COVID front. A New York appeals court judge on Tuesday temporarily restored the state's mask mandate one day after a lower court judge ruled that Governor Kathy Hochul needed approval from lawmakers in order to enforce a mask mandate. Appellate Division Justice Robert Miller granted the state's request to continue enforcing the policy while it appeals. Attorney General Letitia James said that her office would defend the mandate because, quote, we know that wearing a mask saves lives. Meanwhile, the Labor Department announced on Tuesday that the Biden administration is withdrawing its vaccine or test mandate for large companies. This following the Supreme Court's ruling blocking the policy. The administration conceding that the court has ruled that OSHA, the Labor Department's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, has no authority to oversee efforts to provide for the public safety. Just lovely. Meanwhile, a small bright spot on the horizon. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control reported Tuesday that the Omicron variant causes less severe cases of COVID-19 among people needing hospitalization than previous strains. Those hospitalized after Omicron infections were admitted less frequently to intensive care, had shorter hospital stays overall than patients sickened by previous variants, and had shorter hospital stays overall than patients sickened by previous variants. Still, Omicron is so highly contagious that it has caused record numbers of infections, and the volume of the cases has pushed daily deaths to more than 2,200 on average, among the highest death tolls since early 2021. But Pfizer and BioNTech have begun a clinical trial for an Omicron-specific vaccine. The study will evaluate this new vaccine for safety, tolerability, and the level of immune response in up to 1,420 healthy adults between the ages of 18 and 55. Omicron cases currently account for more than 99% of new cases in the U.S. That's from the latest CDC estimates. COVID-19 cases are also spiking in places like Brazil, where officials in the big cities yesterday announced the postponement of their official carnival street parades due to the spread of COVID-19. And in the UK, police said Tuesday that they were investigating lockdown parties held at Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Downing Street official residence in what critics have said were violations of the government's own coronavirus restrictions. The allegations have left Johnson fighting calls for his resignation. Reports of large amounts of alcohol and jokes by staff about how to explain the partying to reporters have left Johnson's reputation badly tarnished. Was it ever good? And his ratings are now reportedly in a free fall. ITV reporting Monday that Johnson and his now wife, Carrie, went to a 30-person surprise party on his birthday in the cabinet room in June of 2020 when his government had banned indoor gatherings. Johnson's office said that he spent less than 10 minutes at the celebration and that he didn't believe he had broken any laws. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, despite her promises to the contrary, Nancy Pelosi announced that she's running for re-election again. The 81-year-old Speaker of the House has been in Congress since 1987. Nancy, it's time to go home. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.